I saw a young girl who didn't die. I saw a glimmer from in her eye.
I saw the distance, I saw the past, and I know I won't awaken. It's a dream that can last.
You are listening to WFM Medford, and my name is Amy. You are listening now to Mimosas Unlimited. So today I have a playlist on the theme of October and fall, even though it seems like we're skipping into winter very quickly. It's unspeakably cold and dreary out, but I guess that makes for a nice Thursday evening. So, most of it's going to be jazz, but we have a few pop and alternative rock here and there. So I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Somewhere hard to find, only what you always were. that breathes and then makes love to me.
That was The Great Pumpkin Waltz by the Vince Guaraldi Trio from Charlie Brown, A Charlie Brown Christmas, the jazz album released and remastered in 2012. Before that, you listened to The Autumn Stone by The Small Faces. And before that was Simon and Garfunkel's Leaves That Are Green, Autumn Almanac by The Kinks, and Autumn Sweater by Yo La Tengo. So I have more jazz standards for you. The Charlie Brown Christmas song, or The Great Pumpkin Waltz, isn't actually considered a standard, as you all know. But coming up next is John Coltrane, so yeah.
Comes autumn with her serenade, melodies, the sweetest music ever played. Autumn kisses we knew are beautiful souvenirs. As I pause to recall, the leaves seem to fall like tears. Silver stars were clinging.
clinging to an autumn sky. Love was ours until October wandered by. Let the years come and go, I'll still feel the glow that time cannot fade when I hear that lovely autumn serenade.
Thank you.
To the Autumn Serenade by John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, Eleanor Rigby, a rendition by the Fonscaraldi Quartet, L'Impossible or L'Impossible, the American pronunciation, by Oscar Peterson, a wonderful piano piece. And what we just listened to is Tis Autumn by Stan Getz. As I mentioned earlier, I definitely have an autumnal thing going on today. I have two PSAs for you, real quick.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend, and where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
So do your share. Well, it is donation season, and we desperately need your help, as that wonderful Star Wars PSA informed you. Right, so I have two more songs for you.
Thank you.
You just listened to October Song by Amy Winehouse, and for that, Autumn in New York by Chet Baker. So, today is October 27th. I hope you enjoyed this lovely month. And I'll meet you next week, same time, 5 p.m. on Thursdays at the Mimosa Hour. And I'll leave you in the trusty hands of Rivendell until the next show.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got.